Okay, I'm done. It's your turn. Why? You're declaring war on me. You're gonna score so many points. I didn't even see you research those tanks last turn. I should have been paying more attention. I was just so focused on what I was doing. Well, I guess you win then, 'cause I was building Chichen Itza, or however you say that. The thing with the pyramids. Yes, that thing. I'm a total dork, I know. I guess you win then. I think I might be able to claim a moral victory, though. I mean, all your civilization is good at is shooting people and running things over with your stupid tanks. Well, we're over here doing cultural stuff, like listening to operas, films with subtitles, inventing computers. We're the best. Well, I still had fun. I always like spending time with you. No, seriously, I'm very sincere, you fuck nugget. I can be sincere just at times, okay? You're lucky I put up with all your teasing, you know. If it wasn't for me, you probably wouldn't have anyone to hang out with at all. Aside from your D&D people. I mean, everyone in our group has started dating or working or is focused on studying. We can still make time for each other, though, and that makes me happy. I think that's important. You're a really good friend to me. You know, there's actually something I've been meaning to talk to you about. And, I've been thinking about this for a while, but there's never been a good time. So I'm just gonna go ahead and do it now. I think so. Anyway, it's a good as time. It's a good a time as any, I suppose. It's a little embarrassing, I guess. Maybe we could each just find somewhere to lie on our backs with some of those cushions under our heads. Like, we do sometimes when we're just chilling out and talking near each other, but not too close. Okay. Good. It feels easier to talk this way. I can concentrate on exactly what I want to say without getting embarrassed and having you look at me. No, nothing's wrong. Don't worry. I just want you to. Oh, that game tired me out, apparently. Listen to exactly what I want to say. Concentrate on what I want to say without worrying about. Like, I can say what I want to say without getting embarrassed. Like, listen carefully, okay? And then you can tell me what you think, okay? Can you do that? Of course you can do that. Perfect. Thanks. So basically, I think we should, well, I think you and me, you know, we spend so much time together. I kind of think we should try being something more. Like, getting a bit closer. You know, maybe see if we could maybe be boyfriend and girlfriend, going on a proper date and stuff. Don't say anything yet. Please, I promise I'll make more sense. I've managed to stammer that out, so I'll make more sense. Look, I came prepared. I made a list of reasons. You know me, I like to be thorough. When I do something, I do it right. Half the time. Maybe I'll add that to the list. Always be prepared with documentation. No, I'm not applying for a job. Please don't tease me. Well, I guess you're right. It's a little bit like that. I've just been thinking about this a lot. And I'm serious about it. So, I want to make sure. I remembered to say all the things I want to say before you tell me no. Before you tell me what you think. The first reason is kind of simple, I guess. Like, there's been some boys who've been asking me, you know, if I'd go out with them and stuff. And I don't want to be, like, I want to go out with someone, but for some reason, even though I like those jerks, I always said no. First, I didn't know why I was saying no, but when I started thinking about it, you were always in my head. Like, it felt wrong to be with somebody else. Like, I was cheating on you somehow. I, realized that whenever I imagined what I would like to do on a date, it was always you there with me in my mind, and it felt right. It just felt natural. Okay. Reason number two. So since we already know each other really well, we can go out on fun dates and not waste time getting to know each other. We can just have a good time, and we don't have to be afraid that we'll not end up liking the other person, because I'm pretty sure I like you, and I hope you feel the same way about me. Like, to me, what we feel, we have feels that are, they're special, and everyone else is missing out on it. We're good together. I know dating can change things, but I don't think it will for us. We'd still be friends like we are now, just a little bit more. And, well, that's reason number two. And reason number three, forgive me for sitting up and, you know, leaning close to your ear and whispering, but hey, why not? It says on my list. Like, it says on my list, be sexy. Shush, you're not allowed to laugh at me. How did you mean? Just listen. close to you, like this. Close your eyes. My lips are almost touching your ear. Can you feel my breath? I'm so close. I like being near you. Now listen. Just pay attention to my voice. I've been thinking about you. Not like a friend. More like the thoughts I have when I'm touching myself. Shh, don't say anything. This is embarrassing. It's easier if you just listen and keep your eyes closed. I want to be the one. I want you to be the one who gets to kiss me. Not anyone else. And not just kiss my lips, but my skin, my body. Even, you know, between my legs or my breasts, my nipples. Maybe it sounds silly, but that's what I want. That's what makes me feel good. When I touch myself to think about the things I want you to do to me. And the sounds I make when I do, well, I think you'd like them. My breathing gets heavy and shaky. You to hear that. I really do. Because those sounds are for you. You're the one giving that pleasure to me. And I want to share it with you. I'd let you do that to me if you like, you know. Kiss me and touch me and stuff. There's a lot of things I'd let you do because I trust you. And I won't put any pressure on you. You can do things exactly how you want, and I'll be happy. Like, I don't know, maybe you like to take things kind of slow, sweet and gentle, or maybe you prefer things exciting, harder, faster. You can try things out with me. And I think we'll have fun. We don't have to pretend we know everything yet. We can experiment, because I think we're just comfortable with each other, you know? I don't feel any anxiety or pressure around you. I know you, I want you, and well, that's it. I really wanted to say, there's something you need to tell me. Okay, that doesn't sound good. Fine, sit up. I'm listening. Just tell me. What? Who? Her? You. God damn it. You made me go through all that, and now you tell me you like someone else? What's wrong with you? Really? And her? Really? Are you fucking serious? You know, I'm so close to slapping you right now. Wait, why are you grinning like that? I hate you sometimes, you know? Seriously, that was just mean. I still kind of want to slap you, you know? So be careful, dude. That kiss, well, that was pretty good. So, I'll let you off this time. What? You want to ask me something? Okay, I'm listening. Well, yes. Yes, of course I'll go out with you idiot. I thought that was implied by the way you just kissed me. Oh God, I feel giddy. I can't stop smiling. I'm still a bit mad at you, though, for playing with my emotions like that. Yes, I can see how funny it was for you. And yes, I probably would have done exactly the same thing to you. But still, you're the one who did it, so I get to make you feel guilty about it. Now shut up and kiss me again, you loser.